Makers of Postum, the favorite mealtime drink in 3 million American homes, present your favorite radio friend, Lum and Abner. Some people may think it's a good joke when you have indigestion to smile and say something you ate, no doubt. But you know indigestion is anything but funny. And their remark might be nearer the truth if it was something you drank, no doubt. Namely, coffee. For although many people can drink coffee without upsetting their digestion, many others can't. Why not drink Postum instead if coffee gives you indigestion? Because Postum contains no caffeine or stimulant of any kind. It's made of whole wheat and bran, skillfully roasted and slightly sweetened. Start drinking Postum tomorrow. Enjoy it steaming hot in the cup, as you would coffee, either with or without cream. You'll be delighted with Postum's grand, mellow flavor and tempting aroma. And you'll be surprised and happy to find that coffee is no longer something you must have. Just drink Postum with your meals, and then, if coffee has been giving you indigestion, see if you don't notice a big improvement, both in your digestion and in your disposition. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Abner is still trying to square himself with Dick Huddleston, Mose Moots, and Ezra Seastrunk for sending out their pictures to applicants of the Lonesome Heart Matrimonial Bureau without their permission. They have all received several proposals, and to keep one of the young ladies from coming to see Dick Huddleston, Lum wired her that he had fallen in love with her picture and would like to marry her himself. Well, Wednesday, he received a wire back that she was on her way to Pine Ridge, and the old fellow is now hiding out until she leaves town. As we look in on the little community today, we find Dick Huddleston over at the Jot'em Down store talking with Abner. Listen.
Oh, well, I'm not sore at Grandpap either, Abner. Whole thing is over now. There's not any use to hold any hard feelings towards anybody.
Well, good. I'm proud to hear you say that. And I think Ezra and Mose feel the same way about it. I'd over talked to Ezra yesterday, and he said he'd forgive me.
Yeah, I know. I had a talk with him about it.
Yeah, Mose was the hardest one to get in a good humor. I sort of got him in some trouble with his woman.
Yeah, I know. That almost got to be serious, too.
Yes, it did now. She was fixing to leave him just as sure as he were.
Why, of course she was.
Well, I think that's fixed up now. I went over there yesterday evening, had a long talk with her. Told her I thought she was being pretty hard on Mose over something that he never had nothing to do with.
Oh, you did, huh?
Yeah, and, well, I took her over enough cloth off that bowl of silk goods over there to make her a dress out of.
A dress?
Yeah, try and get her over the mad spell.
Yeah, sure.
And by the time I left, why, she's in a pretty good humor with herself, too, I think. Said she'd forgive Mose.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that, Abner. Because Mose was pretty mad at you. Held you responsible for the whole thing.
Yeah, I know he did. I dog it, it sure learned me a lesson. I'll never send out a picture of nobody else unless I get their permission.
No, I wouldn't either, Abner. That's pretty bad business. Where's Lum?
Why, he's still hiding out from that woman, that Bertie Collins.
Oh, is she still here?
Of course she's still here, waiting for Lum to get back. And if you want my notions on it, she's going to stay here till he gets back, too.
Well, he's still in town here, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, but she don't know it. She thinks he's off on a trip somewhere. See, he made me tell her when she got here that he went off on a trip for a few days, and your dad blamed if she didn't say she believed she'd just wait till he got back.
Well, where's she staying?
Over there at our place. Just move right in. Sister Simpson's boarding house was full up, and, well, she had to have some place to stay.
By George, that's pretty good. And old Lum's still hiding over at his house, huh?
Well, he was hiding in the house. He's staying out in the barn loft now, I think. She decided to go over there to his place and sort of look around, see what kind of furniture he had and all. Well, I slipped out ahead of her and told Lum she's on her way over there. You ought to have seen him heading for the barn.
Well, she must be taking this thing pretty seriously, Abner.
Oh, she is. Ain't no doubts in her mind of what her and Lum's going to get married quick as he gets back. See, I told her Lum was out of town when her telegram got here, and she thinks that Lum don't know she's here, he'd be back.
Well, you're going to have to figure some way to get shut up, Abner. Lum can't spend the rest of his life over there in that barn.
Yeah, I know it. And size Elizabeth's getting awful tired of her, too. She just hates and despises her.
Does, huh?
Says she is, without a doubt, the silliest woman she ever seen in her life.
Well, that's too bad if she has to put up with her over there.
Yes, too bad for me, too, for she said it's all my fault for ever bringing her over there in the first place. Dad blamed that lump. He ought not have told her that he had all that money and was in love with her and all that. She'd have never come down here if he hadn't have did that.
Well, I guess I'm partly responsible for that, Abner. See, I was the one that made Lum send that wire to her. But I did it to keep her from coming down here to see me. I knew that wouldn't do.
Oh, my goodness, no, no. Well, of course, I can't get very mad at anybody for it, for the whole thing was my fault to start with, sending out them pictures that way.
Oh, well, I think it'll all work out now. Everybody's back in a good humor, of course.
Excuse me a minute, Dick. I believe that's our ring.
Yeah, sure, go ahead. I expect I better be getting back over the store anyway, Abner.
Well, don't rush off now. Sit and visit with me a while. Pretty lonesome around here as long gone, just sitting here by myself this way.
Well, I told the wife that I wouldn't be gone but a few minutes, Abner, but I expect I better be getting on back over there now. Maybe I'll get a chance to drop back over after a while.
Yeah, well, do if you can, Dick. We'll get up a checker game.
Yeah, all right, Abner, I'll try.
And bring it off. Ring, ring, ring yourself off the wall. Wish these pesky things never had to be an embedded. Ain't fitting for it. Hello, jot them down, store, Abner. Huh? Oh, well, when did you put a telephone out there in the barn, Lum? Oh, yeah. Well, you better be careful now. She'll come back over there to look at that furniture and catch you. I don't know. She ain't said, but you better hurry or Elizabeth's going to run her off. Well, I told her you was out of town for a few days, and she said she'd just wait till you got back. Well, that's what you told me to tell her. Tell her what? You mean for good that you ain't never coming back? Well, what if she asked me where you're at? Alaska? Well, all right, but I don't know why you'd ever pick that place. Well, there's other places just as far away. It ain't nice cold. You better be careful now. You ain't used to them kind of elements. You about catch a pneumonia. Huh? Well, I thought you just now said you was. Oh, I see. Yeah, well, that's a good idea. Well, I'll tell her that right tonight. Oh, fine, I reckon. Everybody's back in a good humor now. Even Mose Mootsie's woman. Yeah. Yeah, taking her over some dress goods. just a minute, Lum. Somebody coming in the store here. Come in. Oh, howdy, Squire. Couldn't see who you was at first.
Well, good afternoon, Abner. Good afternoon. How's my old friend today?
Oh, tolerably, I reckon. Take a chair there, Squire. I'll be down here directly.
Well, yes. Go right ahead, Abner. Go right ahead. Now, don't let me disturb you.
Hello? Yeah, I will. In fact, says I'll take her into the train myself if she'll go. All right, Lon, don't worry. Yeah, goodbye. Huh. Well, Squire, what can I do for you?
Oh, I didn't want to buy anything, Abner. I came over to see you on another little matter.
Well, now, I ain't got no money to invest in nothing, if that's what you want, Squire.
Well, no, I'm not here to sell anything, Abner. Today, I'm on a little errand of mercy. Abner, you know the principles of our lodge are founded on fellowship and brotherly love.
Oh, a lodge matter, huh?
Yes, Abner, there's one of our brothers that is in distress. Or that is financial distress. And I've taken it upon myself to see all the members and ask for a little donation. Now, Mose Mooch headed the list here with a dollar. Ezra C. Strunk gave a dollar. Caleb Wee Hunt, 50 cents. And on down the list. Well, here, you can see for yourself what the different ones have subscribed.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's a pretty good list of them there. Who is the feller, Squire? This brother that's needing help.
Well, Abner, I'd rather not divulge the name. I'm afraid that he would find it rather embarrassing to accept the money if everybody knew who he was. I'd rather make this more of a secret donation. And I'm sure that you'll feel much better about it, too, not knowing who the unfortunate party is.
Oh, well, don't make no difference. If he's needing, I'm proud to help. Now, let's see here if I got any money at all. Been sort of short here lately myself. Let's see, it's 10, 25, 35, 40 cents is all I got here, Squire.
Well, that's all right, Abner. Every little bit of help. Now, I'll put your name right down here, Abner Peabody, 40 cents. Anyway, I'll assure you that it is appreciated, too.
Oh, well, that's all right. I'm just glad to do all I can. Well, what you been doing here lately, Squire? I ain't saw you for quite a while.
Well, to be honest, nothing, Abner. I've just been waiting for something to turn up.
Well, it's pretty hard to get by without working, ain't it?
Yes, it has been rather difficult, but I think now that I'll make it all right until something comes along.
Well, good. Here, you ain't the brother, wait just a minute, I think that's all
right. Yes, go right ahead, Abner. I'll have to be getting along anyway. I want to finish seeing all the lodge members this afternoon if I can. I don't want anybody to feel that they've been slighted. Well, I'll see you later, Abner.
Yeah, all right, Squire.
And I want you to know that your name will go down in the archives of the lodge as a brother who heard the signal of distress and answered the call.
Well, good. Good for me. Hello, John and hello, Elizabeth. Well, what's the matter, honey? You sound like you might be aggravated about something. Well, what have I did? I don't neither. Ain't got the least ideas. I ain't been giving other women presents. No, Mom, cross my heart, I ain't. Huh? Oh, that. Well, yeah, I taken her over enough cloth to make a dress, but see, I sent Mose Moot's picture. Well, now, wait a minute, Elizabeth. Well, quit talking long enough for me to explain. Well, Elizabeth, Yes, Mom. Well, honey, I've always called you, honey. Well, now, wait a minute, Elizabeth. Hello? 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 Dad, blame it all. I told you that Squire Skimp ain't the only brother that needs to use that distress signal. I'm needing help and needing it bad.
Poor Abner. It just seems his troubles are never over. You all know the verse that goes, "There was a little girl who had a little curl." Well, it would be just as appropriate if that verse ran something like this. "There was a little lass who had a little glass right by her plate at the table. So when she was good, yes, very, very good, she'd drink all the milk she was able." Now, of course, you mothers know that children should drink a quart of milk every day. But how often, as in our verse, do your children have to be very, very good before they'll drink any? Too often, probably, to suit you. So instead of coaxing or threatening, why don't you give them Postum made with milk? Children love Postum, love its grown-up look. And its delicious, mellow flavor is something no child can resist. It's easy to get children to drink all the milk their body should have when you give it to them in Postum. And here's something very important. Postum does not contain caffeine or any other stimulant that could possibly affect young digestive systems or cause sleeplessness or nervousness. It's simply whole wheat and bran, skillfully roasted and slightly sweetened. Tomorrow, order Postum from your grocer. Prepare it with milk. You can do it in a jiffy and give it to the children piping hot. See if it doesn't solve your problem and your children's when you give them the milk they need in the form they'll enjoy. Hot Postum made with milk. Daylight saving begins in some parts of the country next week. This will bring about a change in time for Lum and Abner on some stations. Consult your local newspaper for their new Monday time in your locality. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.